Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community, including News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring today's program. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about Sister Act this morning. It is the new show going on at Riverside Center. Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director, is here. Patrick, good morning. Good to have you back.
Good morning, Ted. Happy to be here.
And we have Felicia Curry is here and Barbara Panellini is here. Did I get that right, Barbara?
You did, Ted.
We've been practicing it for just a couple of minutes. Good to have you here. This is a show I know that the community really is looking forward to, and it's one that I certainly hear a lot about. So it's great to have you all here. Is there as much excitement with the staff and everyone at Riverside over this one that is that I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's been a pretty big deal for us. As I've said when I've been on past shows with you, we're one of the first regional theaters in the country to be granted the rights, and I think we're only about the fourth or fifth theater that's rolled it out this far in 2015. So it's a big deal, and we're the first dinner theater in the country to get the rights, and the only theater in this metropolitan area. So it's we're trying to roll it out the right way, and I think we're doing it, and everybody's behind it.
And those kind of things, Patrick, we talk over and over about what the Riverside has to offer, and that it's not community theater, that this is regional theater, and it's those kind of little things that you can throw out there, you can tell your friends about, that it kind of sets Riverside apart.
Yeah, as we bring in more and more talent from outside in combination with the local and regional talent, I think we've really raised the bar at Riverside. And it's important because, you know, you want people to come and expect excellence. And you can't just depend on your, 5-mile radius from the theater. You have to be able to bring people in from, you know, as far away as Baltimore and as far south as sometimes the Carolinas. And it's important to give them something that they're really going to enjoy and something of quality. And I think we're on the right road to that.
And without exception, every time we've taken someone along, and really you should, if you're going in doing this, treat some friends of yours to a night at
absolutely
at there. And without exception, when we've taken people, they're always just blown away, because they do have that feeling like that Riverside is not what it really is.
Right. And what I've said, you know, there's nothing wrong with community theater, but when you have a certain ticket price have to fulfill, you have to produce professional theater. And so I always say, instead of doing community theater, get your community behind your theater. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really happened big time in the last 3-4 years. I mean, I always bring up when we did Les Mis, how the community just rallied behind that. And people were so proud. I meet people in town who, you know, will say to me, God, we love to bring our friends from out of town and show off that we've got this great theater here with such excellent talent and excellent quality. So I'm glad we've got everybody behind us.
You mentioned Les Mis. I saw, because you sold shirts with that one.
Yes.
You could buy some merchandise, and I saw a shirt the other day, and I see them around.
They're around. Yeah, and they make great nighttime shirts, too. You wear them to bed. I wear them to bed. We had so many of them, they're left over. So, yeah, absolutely. But Sister Act has just gotten off to a great start. And speaking of bringing in, you know, quality talent, these two ladies that are here this morning, just they blow everybody away in Sister Act.
I was just going to say that we've just spent a few minutes together, but both Barbara and Felicia, it's great to meet you. And you've got excitement and you've got enthusiasm about this. And it's great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
We're excited to be here.
What do you, Felicia, what do you like about this show?
Oh, man. I'll say the one thing that I've been saying to everybody about this particular show, my favorite thing is just being able to be on stage and sing with these women. Dolores has a line at the end where she says one of the things she just loves is she'll decide to do something or sing something, and all of these women, all of her sisters at the convent, kind of just go along with her. And honestly, that is my favorite thing about this show. I love being up there and singing with these women. Their voices are incredible. Their spirits are incredible. We have a fabulous time together, and you can't help but be energized and have fun with us.
And you're Dolores.
I'm Dolores, yeah.
And she rocks the house in this show. She's fabulous.
Wow. Barbara's so sweet. She's pretty fabulous, too.
Who do you play, Barbara, and what do you like about Sister Act?
God, there's so many things I love about Sister Act. I just started recently doing musicals again after not having done them. I'm classically trained, so... it's different for me to be in this kind of a show, and it's just such a joyful, happy, loving show that doing it every day is a lift for me, and I couldn't have a better partner to play with than Felicia. She's just amazing.
Barbara's the mother superior.
Oh, thank you so much.
She's the meanie in the show.
I try not to be too mean.
The meanie with love apart.
And you know, one of the things that I love about this show is that you come in expecting... you know, just to rock out, to have a good time, and you really leave with some, there's some depth, there's some heart, and Mother Superior and the relationship between Dolores and Mother Superior is a lot of that. You find that these two women, though they lead very different lives, have a lot of similarities, have a lot of things in common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you get to see that in this show.
So you two are together, I'm guessing, a lot on stage.
Yeah, we have several. Yes, we do have several scenes. I think the more the scenes with a little more depth to them come with us.
Yeah.
The story and the arc of the story comes through these two sisters and their relationship, I think.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've ever done Sister Act, Felicia?
It is the first time I've ever done Sister Act.
Maybe not the last.
It won't be the last.
Well, I don't know. but I have a special bond to this show and to Whoopi Goldberg characters.
Yeah.
I played another Whoopi Goldberg character last summer, so it's actually really exciting to be here in Fredericksburg doing yet another Whoopi part that is very iconic and that people kind of relate to and remember so fondly.
Where'd you find Felicia, Patrick?
Oh, you know me, Ted. I first heard about Felicia when I was doing 1776 up at Ford's Theater 3 years ago.
I was going to say, that's a while ago.
Yeah, and, you know, when somebody's name comes up with not only the respect for the talent, but when you get the talent and then everybody says, what a sweetheart, that's always somebody you want to reach out to. So we had never really met, and I keep my eyes on everything that's going around in the D.C. area and actually nationally to seek out talent. And so I followed her pretty much. When I heard she was doing The Color Purple at Virginia Rep a year ago this past summer, kind of followed that. And when we were finally granted the rights, I knew we were in contention to get these rights. She was the first person I said, if I'm going to do Sister Act, I'm going to go after this Felicia Curry. And funny enough, I was just going to cast her. There's something about a gut feeling that I have,
yeah.
And I always trust it. And 99.5% of the time it works. There's always that outside chance. But she wouldn't even accept the role until she actually came. She wanted to come and sing for me at Riverside before she would officially even accept it. And I had such terrific respect for that because she didn't need to do it. And it was a great night. I'll never forget when she came because I was having some auditions for the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. And she came in at 10 o'clock in the evening, if I remember correctly, and got on our stage and sang the final song from Color Purple. And not only did she have me in tears, but people who were rehearsing on the other side, in the conference side, migrated over to hear who the heck is over there singing. And... and there you have it. There's Felicia Curry at Riverside. So
that's interesting, Felicia, that even though Patrick is going to hand it to you, you wanted to just make sure.
Absolutely. And I wanted to meet him, and I wanted to see Riverside, and I wanted him to know what he was getting. You know, I appreciate and I so appreciate the respect, and I wanted to give him the same. So it meant a lot that I wanted to come down and that I wanted to do it.
Yeah, no, it was
for him.
Yeah, and it's been terrific, and she sets such a great example. Both of these ladies, their work ethic, and the other women in the show, the other men in the show. It's been a terrific experience. Yeah,
Sister Act through November 8th at the Riverside Center, riversidedt.com. When we come back, we'll talk about getting tickets and how you're not going to want to wait. We say that often, but you are not going to want to wait.
No, you're not
to get tickets for Sister Act, and we'll talk about that. Patrick Ahern here. Barbara Penalini and Felicia Curry. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. It's Sister Act through November 8th at the Riverside Center, riverside.dt.com. Patrick Ahern here, Felicia Curry here. Barbara Penalini is here also. Barbara and Felicia, part of the cast of what's going to be a terrific show. And Patrick, you've already had big crowds.
Yeah.
Don't be one of the people who waits to the end because you may not get a ticket.
No, opening weekend was probably one of our biggest opening weekends in a while. We probably saw close to 600 people, so that's really good. And the advance is quite huge. So when the word starts to filter out, as it's already done, if you don't get your tickets soon, you're not going to have the seats. I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house, but you don't want to wait till the last 3 or 4 weeks, and then you're scrambling to get a decent view. So, call in.
The rest of the rest of the season. What are we looking at as far as after Sister Act goes to November 8th?
Yep. Well, we have a Broadway classic coming up. MAME will open on November the 14th, and then we have the Buddy Holly story coming up in January, and we wrap up the season with My Fair Lady. So, and in another couple of weeks, I will announce season 19. So. Yeah, it just moves along.
Wow.
It flies. The time flies.
What's it like for you guys? Because, like, Felicia, you're here through November 8th. Yep. Do you know where you're going after Sister Act?
Yep, I go back home to D.C. I'm part of Christmas Carol at Ford's Theater. This will be my 7th year playing the Ghost of Christmas Past. And that opens, I'm going to say the wrong date, but around November 17th. And we run through the new year.
And then do you know after that, how far out do you go as far as you scheduling?
It could go up to a year. I definitely know through March of next year. I'm going to do a theater for young audiences show at the Kennedy Center. It'll be a Brazilian telling of Oliver, where I play the Oliver character. She's a female in our story, and it's set in Rio de Janeiro, but it's based on the story of Oliver. So that's what I'll be doing in January, February.
So what's your background? You're from this. We were talking off air that you're a University of Maryland grad.
Yes, I went to University of Maryland. My degree's in broadcast journalism. My minor is in the performing arts, so music, theater, dance. I've been doing musical theater since I was a kid, since I was like 4 years old, and kind of really followed that track up until college, where I decided to study something else. Journalism had always been something I was interested in, kind of fit well with the acting piece of it. And then I just took music and dance and theater classes while I was in college and kind of fell into doing it professionally, randomly, to be honest. I mean, I thought I wanted to do it, but I didn't really. I think it's one of those careers you're like, wow, can you really do it as a career?
Yeah.
And I kind of fell into it, and I worked for a nonprofit right out of college. Then I worked at a dinner theater, and I did the dinner theater thing and the nonprofit for a year. And then after a year, I quit my nonprofit job and I just started doing theater. Got my card pretty quickly after that and have been doing it since then. That was like 2003.
Patrick, you talked when Felicia just mentioned her card and some of the technical things that you guys will talk about. Mm-hmm. Describe a little bit without getting too deep into, but just how it all works.
As in, cards or
my union card. I should have said that.
I know you have to deal with that with you know some of the business side of things.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, typically the actors are aspiring to Broadway national tour level. I think it's, they would agree with me, that's kind of the pinnacle. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the best, but it's where the so-called money in theater is.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, you have to be a member of the Actors Equity, which is the union for actors. So it's always this progression into, you know, getting theater under your belt and then trying to work for Equity Theaters. Today, back in the day when I got my card, there wasn't a membership program, but today actors can build up weeks and they can work at different Equity Theaters, and then they get a certain amount of weeks they can purchase their Equity card. Back in my day, you had to be offered it or you had to get an Equity job. But at Riverside, I deal with, we are allowed to bring in Equity guest artist contracts because we are not yet a full-fledged Equity house.
Okay.
So it's a combination of Equity actors and non-Equity actors. But I mean, it's something I've been familiar with for years. So it's really, I embrace it because there's a lot of great talent in the area, but When you're doing a major show or a certain role that really requires a specific type or talent, Equity is my friend, and it always will be. I want to continue to incorporate that, and I'm trying to talk to Equity to allow us to do more. We're allowed to do three per show, and I'm trying to work out something where we could get to a point where we could do maybe possibly five actors per show. So it's not all fun and games. There's a lot of business to this,
and yeah,
to this show business.
Right, yeah. Exactly, because I know I didn't want to get too much of inside baseball on this, but mm-hmm. you all, I know, we'll talk when we're off air a lot of times,
yeah.
And it's fascinating that there's a lot more to putting a show together.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're signing contracts or, you know, getting rights, and then what you have to do to get the actors.
It's just, we could spend five shows talking about, all the different components to what goes on, yeah. But it's fascinating. I love every minute of it. I mean, you know, having been a performer for 30 years, this side of it just, it's, there's so much to get involved in. And then when you really... You do a show like Sister Act, and you see the product that we ended up with Saturday and Sunday night. You just kind of sit back, and you kind of go, all the trials, the tribulations, all the stuff, the sleepless nights,
yeah.
It's all worth it, because bottom line, you see a house full of people sitting out there. You see some people cry. You see them all standing up on their feet, clapping with this song, Raise Your Voice, at the end of the show. We're lucky to be in a business that we can... do something for people, or take them away from their worries for a day or an evening. Make them smile. Make them forget about their troubles. Inspire them, and it's worth it. Absolutely.
Barbara, what's it like for you to be on stage when that kind of thing is happening?
Oh gosh, it's very difficult to explain the relationship between an actor and an audience, because it's constantly different with each audience that comes in. And the feeling of communication you have with those audiences, especially in those moments of tenderness and understanding, or when they're laughing and enjoying, it's such a personal thing in a large crowd. It's hard to explain. It's an amazing feeling, especially the laughs.
What about you, Felicia?
Yeah, I mean, she said it beautifully. It's a very interesting feeling, because it's almost like you're having these very intimate moments and all of these people are watching you have them. And you're almost moved even more. Like, you're having the intimate moment and then you realize that all of these people are watching it, and you're like, wow, and they're with me and they're supporting me through this moment, which even moves you just a little bit more. It's something you can't really explain. It almost euphoric. It's this, almost like a high.
It is. And Felicia and I experience together those moments of silence and those laugh moments. And when you know you have the audience in the palm of your hand and they're listening to what you're saying to each other, and there are those silences that are so potent, it's something magical about that can't be defined. And the same in those moments of laughter, when you have to wait and wait and wait until the laughter dies down before you can begin again and talk or sing the next line. Sister Act has all of that, and it's truly a unique show.
That's interesting, because there are times in every show at Riverside when you can just tell nobody's moving. and every eye is focused, and that's got to be a pin drop.
Great feeling.
It is because you know the audience is with you. They are listening to your story from the moment that this show. I think somebody said this to me on Saturday night or Sunday night. They said from the moment you like came through the curtain, we were with you. We wanted to hear your story. We wanted to know what was going on, and we stayed with you to the last moment of the show. And I was like, wow, really? My little show, my little story.
And a lot of people have seen this movie. They know the story.
Yeah.
But to see it live, it's a whole different thing.
And so for somebody like you, Patrick, like you say, to be standing back on the side watching it all at those moments.
Well, I mean, for me, it's kind of like your baby because, you know, you put in your head the shows that you think are going to sell to an audience, and then you get the rights to them, and then you've got to put all the pieces together. You've got to find a director, you've got to find a choreographer, you've got to find a set designer, lighting designer, you've got to find a cast. And so when all of that is born, and then you get into rehearsals, and then you watch that process. And I was an associate to Patti DeBeck on the show as well. You come to the other side, and you stand near the door greeting patrons leaving at the end, and it's just a great feeling when they say, good job. And you know what I've tried to do at Riverside. Each time we do something, way back to when I was a guest director with Evita in 2009, and people said, oh my God, the show's amazing. How are you ever going to top this? And you start to think, how are you ever going to top it? And then you do a Les Mis or a Dreamgirls that we did, or the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and you think, am I, you know, and people will come out at the end and they'll say, you're never going to top this. And then people come out Saturday night and they say, how do you do this? This show is amazing. And we've got the live orchestra now in a pit, which we've never had. The orchestras have been on stage. So it's, I feel really good when the audiences respond and say they're pleased and they're happy and they're going to come back. You know, I mean, a number of people walked out Saturday and Sunday and say, we got to come back. So that's a good thing.
I remember you telling me the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, that you had people that came multiple times.
4 and 5 times.
Yes.
You know, and we just put that together, and that was sort of a brainchild, and I thought, oh God, we're taking a risk on this. It's good to take chances. It's good to take risks.
And you're bringing that back for another, a short run, aren't you?
It's coming. Actually, no. It's actually going to be a longer run than we did the last time.
Oh, okay.
Because the demand already, the groups are booking up for it quickly. So that'll be back. That'll open next season 19.
Okay. Yep. We are talking about Sister Act. It is going on at the Riverside Center through November the 8th. Patrick Ahern here, Felicia Curry, and Barbara Panellini. RiversideDT.com for information. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. More coming up on Town Talk. We heard Felicia's story. We'll hear a little bit about Barbara's background when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's Sister Act at the Riverside Center in Stafford through November the 8th. Barbara Panellini here, Felicia Curry here, and Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director at Riverside, all here this morning talking about the show. So we've heard Felicia's story, Barbara. What about you?
My story.
Yes.
As Felicia mentioned earlier, we're both Jersey girls. So I came here from New Jersey to go on a national Shakespearean tour out of Catholic University. When I came back from that tour, I was offered a scholarship to go to grad school, which I did. Then I went on tour again, another Shakespearean tour after that, and then came back and I was managing director of that tour for the next decade, which is what brought me to D.C. I love D.C. and I ended up staying here. During that time, I did some theater, but after that 10-year period, I started doing more theater, did some TVs, commercials, mm-hmm. a lot of regional work, and now pursuing theater more than I did before my job for several years, a couple of decades after that, was as a producer for a production company that did training videos mostly for government, especially after 9/11, a lot of the agencies that needed training. That company is now, the owner of that company has now retired, and so I'm pursuing acting again, especially musicals. The last musical I did was at Arena Stage, Fiddler on the Roof with Jonathan Hadari, and I find that this might be the way that I should go in the next couple of years. So that's my story briefly.
Is this your first Riverside experience?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I didn't know about Riverside, and I think I'd have to ask Patrick. I was recommended by a colleague of ours to come down and audition. And I got to be honest with you. I walked in the door not knowing this place, not even knowing the show, and sang. My first response to Patrick was, "My God, what a lovely man. This place must be... must be a glorious place to work." He took me on a tour. I went into the theater and went, holy cow, what a little gem this place is just outside of D.C. Not a lot of people know about it. They will in the coming years. I know that. And I thought, as I walked out of there, even before I was cast, I want to work here. I definitely want to work here. So, yeah, I hope to come back.
So we always say, I mean, I was introduced to Patrick. We talked for a couple of years just by phone because you were in New York at the time.
That's right.
And would come down here. And then you started coming in and you said, you know, come on out and see a show. And took me a little while. And I had the same experience. You walk through those doors and you look up at the tiers and just look at everything.
Well, that was my experience, because when I first came to do a Broadway concert there, I thought, you know, I had somebody that booked all that stuff. And, you know, it's work. It's your job. And I thought, I'm going to this Fredericksburg, Virginia, and it's a dinner theater. What am I walking into? And I'll never forget driving up the drive there and looking at the building going, wow. And then I got inside and I thought, holy crap. I mean, this is really, because I've been all over the country and worked in a lot of spaces.
Yeah.
And so that was the impetus of me getting involved. And when I did take the job, you know, my thing was, how do we grow this place? How does this become a destination spot for good theater? Especially, you've got all your snowbirds. How many times have I said this? That come from the north, that go down to Florida on that I-95 corridor. And if they know about a great place that they can stay overnight, see a good show, have a meal, there you go. I mean, it, yeah. So.
And you're making some changes. You're redoing a lot of the inside. And it was during the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber that technically you changed some things up on the stage and just some really, you're able to do some cool effects now.
I think you always got to keep your audiences something new, something exciting. They like to see change. Of course, the building itself is going through major changes now as we do these renovations. So the event center and the ballroom is all going to be different. The box office foyer, we're creating a lounge now in that interior lobby. It's our hopes to have piano bar and cabaret nights in there. So it's going through a major physical change, and actually I should let everybody know on the air that as of the beginning of Sister Act, we have had a slight name change now with all the renovations going on and our continued pursuit for excellence. We are now known as the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts.
I did not know that.
Yes. So it's in the Sister Act program. There's a little blurb about it. And, we're going to reach out with our foundation that we have for the Riverside Center for the Foundation for the Performing Arts is a separate entity that we do summer camps for the underprivileged, and we're hoping to grow that as a school in the future and have a performing arts school as well. So a lot of, you know, you've got to continually evolve. You can't stay the same forever. You've got to move with the time. So that's what we're doing. But we're very proud to become the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts.
You know, I have to add too, and just listening to Patrick talk, is that one of the reasons I believe this theater and this center is going to be successful in the coming years is that I've had many conversations with Patrick about his plans for the future, but he listens to the community. He embraces the people around him. He listens to their voices, figures out what those needs are, and both educationally and entertainment-wise, and tries to incorporate those into what he's doing with this space. And I just think that's a wonderful thing.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You have to listen to your people. You have to listen to your audience. That's why I started doing those audience polls with what would you like to see, mm-hmm. you know? And you have to listen to your actors. You have to listen to your acting community, because everybody, it has to cohabitate together to get that excellence. And I'm not going to stop.
And you've done a great job, Patrick, of being involved in the community. Mm-hmm. You're going to be involved with Dancing with the Fredericksburg Stars in another week.
Yes, I am.
Of course, being the host of that.
Yes.
But you do little things, like Memorial Day every year, you sing Rebel Soldier at the Confederate Cemetery.
Yeah.
It's things like that, though, you get involved. Everybody in the community knows you. I've run into a lot of people. Have you ever met Patrick Ahern? I've known him a long time.
Well, it's important. I mean, we are part of the community, and the theater is a huge part of this community, both in Fredericksburg, Stafford County, and I want to know the people. I want to know, you know, what they like, what they feel, what moves them. So it's just essential.
And it was a fun show we did about 6 weeks or so ago when you brought in, and we talked about children's theater. And I noticed on that day, you talked and were as passionate about children's theater, and we had some kids with us, and as you are when we talk about the main show at Riverside.
Well, I mean, with the children's theater, it's so important for the youth today to have something like that, because, you know, your fear is with the increased technology in this world, mm-hmm. you know, interpersonal communication is continually going out the window, and you see these kids buried in their phones, in their video games, and you want that. I mean, we all want a future for theater, and if that's our future, those are the kids, and if they're not being educated or taken to it, and there's fear. So it's important, and I see some of these kids that come over to Riverside, either in the children's theater shows, some of them graduate to be in main stage shows, how they soak it up and how it perks their own lives up, because, you know, face it, some of these kids go through traumatic lives today, and if you can, you know, provide them a safe place to come and learn and grow, and it builds their character. They may not go into theater down the road, but boy, what it does for their self-confidence. You know, it's a great thing. Yep.
Yeah, I guess, Barbara and Felicia, that's the great thing about what you guys provide when you're out there. Those of us who are in the audience, for a couple of hours, we just get away and can become immersed in your shows.
Yeah, I mean, entertainment is one thing, but I also think theater is a way to open minds and hearts and spirits as well, with a lot of the shows that we choose and a lot of the ways that people decide that they want to embrace that or be a part of it. So education is really important in that sense. So it doesn't only take you away, it includes you. It's an inclusive thing.
And starts conversations. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a big proponent of theater for young audiences because of exactly what you said. These are the people that will be going to theater in the future. And so we have to cultivate that. We have to expose them to that. And it gives them an outlet to ask the questions that they want to ask, especially the young people. If we mm-hmm. do these shows, we expose them to things they haven't seen, then they can begin to question and kind of get answers and then get interested in other things. And then they'll go to their technology and maybe research something mm-hmm. that they saw at a show.
Yeah.
And then we're, you know, these two things are working hand in hand instead of working against each other.
Especially now that arts education, too, is declining in schools. There needs to be a place for kids to go to experience that outside of their classroom.
Doing a show like Sister Act that so many people have seen the movie, does that make it easier or harder? I mean, do you feel like you're being compared to anything?
That's a great question.
I actually haven't, in all honesty, hadn't even thought about it. Probably. I assume people probably are coming and comparing. But I hope people come to the theater and just really watch our show for what it is.
Yeah.
They're familiar with the story, which is why people are coming. I think that's the beauty of having the name Sister Act, having it based on the movie, because people are familiar with it. They enjoy it, so they're coming for that reason. But I hope they kind of sit back and take in our world and our interpretation of it on its own merit. and see how they feel afterward. And then they can go home and compare the story.
And to be honest with you, the stage show is not the same as the movie in the sense that the music is different. Some of the characters are different. So, I mean, I'm not even sure to say it's based on the movie because it's not. It's own
loosely
entity.
Based on the film. But what Alan Menken, who wrote the score, the essence of the songs that were used in the film, because a lot of the songs that were used in the film were popular songs of that period, whereas Alan wrote songs like Raise Your Voice, where Felicia as Dolores first teaches the nuns, who don't sing very well, how to sing, and not only do their voices break out, but how their own spirits rise and break out. And that song is a Raise the Roof number in the show. And when you hear, I mean, for me, I am just so proud that we've got this group of women on stage that have a blend like there is no tomorrow. And you see the people in the audience, you know, they probably come and they think, all right, we're going to see Sister Act, and there's going to be a bunch of nuns up on stage. And but then they go, I was looking over the house Saturday night, and people were actually exhilarated. They sat there. Their eyes were like, can this be happening here? Because, I mean, I think you guys would agree with me. These girls, when they all sing together, they're just as good, if not better, than some of the videos and stuff that I've seen, you know, in the Broadway company or on tour. Mm-hmm. And it's powerful. It's potent. And I remember we were talking about the kids earlier. Some of the kids from Children's Theater would peek into the rehearsals. Their eyes would light up like, wow, these are women that get together and they sing like this. How amazing. So, and you get to hear them as a unit. What about four big production numbers in the show? And their habits change. And their, you know, it's just... everybody needs to see. It's a feel-good show. It makes you feel so great because, you know, not just the music, but the heart and the spirit of the show and the message in the show. You don't get many that are like this.
RiversideDT.com. If someone wants to call and get more information, how can they do that?
540-370-4300. That's 540-370-4300. And I'm telling people, the phones were ringing off the hook yesterday. And, you know, the word is getting out. We've had these terrific Facebook comments. There was a gentleman who wrote a comment on Facebook at intermission of Saturday night's performance. And he put on Facebook, I'm here at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts seeing Sister Act. And I'm telling you right now, get your tickets now. Because when word gets out about this show, there will not be a ticket to have. This is a Broadway quality show. So, you know, that there's just all kinds of comments on Facebook about that. So, yeah, it's the hit of the season.
I've only met two of the cast members right here, and I'll tell you, they're just highly impressive. So mm-hmm. It's going to be a great show. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. Call and get those tickets to Sister Act through November 8th. Town Talk, powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's Sister Act at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. It's going to take me a while to get that down, yeah. Patrick, but I will do that. I just found out in the last half hour that's the new name, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Sister Act through November 8th. Patrick Ahern here, Felicia Curry, and Barbara Pennellini. Felicia, as far as, do you have any songs or any parts of Sister Act that you just really like?
Well, he's already mentioned Raise Your Voice. Anytime I get to sing with all the sisters, I mean, that is magical to me. And my ending song, the title song of the show called Sister Act, is really special to me. The moment where Dolores realizes that really all she needs are these women that she's come to trust and to love. I think those are two really special moments in the show.
How about you, Barbara?
Oh, gosh. I don't get much of a chance to sing with all of the sisters But I do get a chance to sing with God a lot, or to argue with God, or to have discussions with God. And my favorite song is called I Haven't Got a Prayer. And it's singing about dealing with Dolores coming in to hide in the convent and how she's changing everything. And all the altar boys are now wearing lamé, and the priests are dancing like John Travolta, and there's fog machines on the altar. And I just don't really know quite what to do with that. And I'm losing my ability to keep sane within all of this and to hold on to my my religion. But at the end, I won't tell you what happens at the end.
No,
you
have to come see.
Come see the show.
Yeah, come see.
Yeah, yeah. As far as we look after Sister Act, a longtime friend of the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts will be coming back into the area.
Sally Struthers is returning. She loves it here. And when she was actually, it was probably Full Monty. We had discussed, she had done MAME out in Los Angeles with Carol Lawrence, who was the original Maria in West Side Story, about 8 years ago. And she won a Los Angeles Ovation Award, which is kind of like the West Coast version of the New York's Tony Award, for supporting actress in a musical for the role of Agnes Gooch in MAME. And she said she always wanted to do it again. And we were going to do Annie, because Sally did Miss Hannigan on Broadway in the 20th anniversary revival of that, but we couldn't secure the rights because there's a tour. So I said, why don't we do MAME? And she said she would love to do MAME. So she's coming back for the holidays. She said she always wanted to spend some holiday time here in this area. So she will be back in the role of Agnes Gooch. And then we have another lovely woman coming to us that these ladies know from D.C. Sandy Bainham will be playing the role of MAME, and she's just going to be spectacular. And Kathy Halenda, who's done several shows at Riverside, mm-hmm. will be playing the role of Vera. So it's a strong trio of women playing the leads in MAME. So it's going to be a great show for November through the holiday season. You get a Christmas song in MAME. We need a little Christmas. So I think it's going to be loads of fun.
But a fantastic show right now going on, Sister Act, through November 8th.
I mean, do yourself a favor. I'm just telling everybody out there now, you want to feel good, you want to see a quality show and some powerful performances, you've got to see Sister Act.
It's been great having you, Felicia and Barbara. I can't wait to see the show myself, Dad. Just from seeing you. Great to be here. Thanks for being in this area and providing what you do. Sister Act through November 8th at the Riverside Center, riversidedt.com, 370-4300. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's program are advertising partners who have purchased commercial airtime on WFVA and have been offered the opportunity to sponsor this broadcast. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.